make them hear you. Make them hear
you. This is Make Them Hear You, with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. Since many KGNU listeners don't watch Fox News, I thought I would summarize a recent Fox News halftime report. As you know, the Senate health care bill has just collapsed as a result of resistance from both the moderate and conservative wings of the Republican Party. But that's not the only problem among Republicans. Republicans in Congress are very short on time with a lot to do. Republicans now face steep demands for patching up Obamacare to prevent lost coverage and massive rate hikes for tens of millions of Americans who get insurance through Obamacare exchanges. Hot on their heels is also the debt ceiling, which the U.S. will exceed in September. McCain's absence is squeezing the timetable on that, too. Senate leaders may ram it through by attaching it to something like veterans funding, making a no vote politically difficult, but this will leave a very sour taste in some mouths. Plus, the budget must be the vehicle for not just the health insurance overhaul, but also the tax cuts Republicans want. Fox News predicts the Republicans will not craft a real budget, but just pick some spending numbers and paperclip a list of tax cuts to it. Congressional Republicans and Trump have so little trust in each other that negotiations will be thorny at best, and Trump is busy arranging his growing criminal defense team. As the halftime report on Fox said about the defense of Kushner and the Russian meeting, quote, what was once decried as a baseless slur against the campaign is now called standard operating procedure.
Between now and October 1st, Congress needs to pass Obamacare changes, raise the debt limit, create a budget, and agree on taxes with no help from a single Democrat. And Trump's net job approval rating is down 16.2 points, 3.6 points down in the last week alone. The Obamacare replacement bill had only 12% approval from Americans. Republicans have no margin of error and a rapidly deteriorating mandate. And Trump continues to have a simmering resentment against Jeff Sessions for his Russia recusal that Fox News analysts say he may have permanently poisoned their relationship. And Trump continues to have a simmering resentment against Jeff Sessions for his Russia recusal that Fox News analysts say may have permanently poisoned their relationship. And that's what the Fox News halftime report is saying about the Republicans. So now that the Senate health care bill has collapsed, what's next? There is an ACA repeal without replace bill being considered by the Senate, which will preserve Obamacare for 2 years and then repeal it with the hope that by then there will be something to replace it. The risk remains that over 20 million people will lose access to health care if any such bill is passed. If you have an opinion about a possible repeal without replace bill, now is the time to share those concerns with our senators, especially Cory Gardner. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.